This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
John, over the weekend, we both went to Tiger games.
We did.
And I went to a win. You went to a loss.
Yes.
Who's the jinx now? I had to.
Can we get the smarm alarm on that one?
That's not even that bad.
Yeah, so you're...
Anyway.
You're blaming Teddy for the loss.
You took Teddy Saturday night.
I did take Teddy Saturday night. And it was an unbelievable experience. We were, both Lisa and I were very excited. We had waited all week. We knew we were going to take him on Saturday night. And part of the excitement was he's been to Jack and Ellie's baseball and softball games. We got there and he kept saying, you know, go Jack, because he thought Jack would be playing baseball. And
not yet.
I said, not yet. Well, let's see how this thing goes. But it was his first trip to Comerica, the first trip for Major League Baseball. And from the moment we walked in, it was... I got to imagine for him, it was surreal. He was kind of walking around all wide-eyed. He was watching all the people going around, and we got treats, and he got his hot dog and his fries, and we got the souvenir baseball cap with the scoop of ice cream in it.
Oh, you did it all.
Oh, yeah. That, you know, I say it was for Teddy. It was somewhat for me, too.
You wanted that ice cream.
Uh-huh. And it was awesome. But it got me thinking. Do you remember your first trip to the ballpark? To Major League Baseball. For me, it was Tiger Stadium. I know for you, you're younger, it was probably Comerica. And for those listening, it doesn't even have to be, you know, a Detroit team. If you grew up somewhere else, what was that for? What do you remember from your first trip to the ballpark? So for me, that first trip to the ballpark was Old Tiger Stadium. And I distinctly remember us standing while batting practice was going on, just past the left field fence. I was standing there, and somebody hit a ball to one of the outfielders, and I don't even remember that much about the game. What I do remember was the outfielder took the ball and threw it into the stands. I caught it.
No kidding.
Oh, it was great, because there wasn't a whole lot of people there, right?
Right.
So you get better chances at that point. And I remember catching the ball. The other thing I remember is we were walking around getting hot dogs and nachos and a pretzel as they were announcing the lineup. And they were announcing the Tigers lineup. And I thought, why are they booing this guy? What is going on? Why would they be booing? I had not yet known Jim Costa to know that you could boo.
Was it a child?
Your home team. No, it wasn't a child. They weren't booing. My dad explained to me that they were saying Lou.
They were looing.
Yeah, for Lou Whitaker. And probably the one thing that my parents and I talk about to this day is the seats at Tiger Stadium. And they still do this now where they flip up if you get out of the seat, but the backs didn't go low enough. And so I would, the person in front of me would always, when they stood up or they went to get a hot dog, I would put my feet kind of in that little crevice. And then when they sat down, I forgot to take my feet off.
John.
And it felt like my feet were going to break in half. So those are my memories. And again, I don't even remember who they played.
Or who if they won.
Or if they won or anything. I don't even know if we stayed to the end. But do you remember your first trip to the ballpark? What was it like? What do you remember about it? 248-539-9797.
Like, Teddy's not going to remember going to this game.
No, the goal for us was we wanted him to have a good time. And he did. Every time the organ played, he was clapping his hands and he was screaming and he was growling like the Tigers growl on the big screen. We had a perfect view of it. We were in the shade, so it wasn't that hot.
And now he's asking to go back.
Yeah, now he wants to go back.
And so you've hooked him.
That was the goal.
Yeah.
Do I think at three he's going to remember this experience? No. But I want him to, when we came home, he wanted to know, go to Tigers. Like that's his way of communicating. I want to go back. And so, hey, mission accomplished. He wants to go back. I don't know when it is that he'll go back and remember that first time. I may have been to Tiger Stadium long before I remember that.
Right.
But that's my first memory.
Heather?
Yeah, I have memories of Tiger Stadium as well. Again, I don't know if this was the first time I went or the only time I really remember. I was probably about 10, I would say. And I got to go. I went with my dad. I got to take a friend. My mom might have been there, but I don't even remember her being there. I remember my dad going with me, took a friend so that I'd have, some entertainment there.
Yeah.
I remember the giveaway that we got. A baseball that had like all of the team's signatures on it, like printed on it, and it came in this plastic globe with a gold stand.
It's actually pretty cool.
It was really, and I still have it.
I have one just like that. Yeah.
I guarantee I still have it. Not, it's somewhere packed away in my mom's basement, but it was a giveaway I still remember. And I don't remember the game. I can't tell you anything about watching it, but I remember sitting in the stands doing one of those, I don't even know what you call it, these hand games with my girlfriend at the time. Those you guys don't know because you're not girls.
No.
You never played those things, but
you know.
That's what I remember.
Like patty cake, or
yeah, sure. But like you do it to a song, like okay. Miss Susie had a baby, she named him Tiny Tim.
And you know, remember like, doing that at the
yes.
game?
Okay. Oh yeah, yeah. That's what I recall.
See, it sucks. Like I would have been 6 years old when Tiger Stadium had its last season. I don't believe I ever went. I don't think I ever did. I certainly don't remember being there. So mine are all at Comerica Park. And the Tigers weren't very good when I was growing up. I liked baseball. I followed baseball. But I didn't get to a Tiger game until I was probably around 12 years old. And I remember it was a Yankee game. See, I was old enough to remember who they're playing. And John, you'll appreciate this. One of my early memories is hearing fans heckle the New York Yankees.
Oh, sure. So now we know
it all makes
where
sense.
You got it. Yes.
They're getting after Jeter and digging into it. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
It's all part of sports. At least to me, anyway. 248-539-9797. We'll have some fun with some memories here because you had a chance to make some memories with Teddy over the weekend.
Yeah, and it is one that I'll never forget. I posted a picture on social media of him standing in front of me with the field in the back, and someday he won't remember it, but I'll show him the pictures and say, this was your first trip. We got some videos of him sitting in the stands with us, so it was a great experience.
How long did he last sitting in the stands?
So we left just after the third inning.
Oh, so while they were winning.
Yeah, while they were still winning, yeah.
Okay, so not too long. But he stayed sitting for three innings?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And so he kept saying, when we got into the third inning, he wanted to go see what was going up on the concourse, and he wanted to see all of the other action, and he wanted more treats. And we chose to leave at that time because I didn't want to get to the point where he was miserable.
Right.
And then we had to leave.
Sure.
And now his experience is
not the way that we wanted it to end.
So you weren't there for Morton's soft serve. You got to see all the strikeouts.
No. We were there for our own soft serve ice cream.
There you go. 248-539-9797. Dan in Lake Orion, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
What's up?
Good.
Good.
So, yeah, very similar for me. Tiger Stadium with my dad when I was a little kid, listening to them yelling, Lou. It's the reason his jersey hangs autographed on my wall in my basement right now. Yesterday, I got the opportunity to take my 5-year-old son to his first game. Excuse me. And I took my dad with us, so it was the three of us. And we got to watch that game, and that was something that I'll never forget forever. I've waited 5 years for that day, and yesterday was that day. It was awesome.
Three generations.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
That's awesome.
That's cool. Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. Yep. I mean, there's probably a lot of people that probably had that first experience too of they thought they were booing. But it was Lou.
And that was the thing. Lou. Dad, why are they booing him? He plays for our team. No, son, that's Lou Whitaker. That they're yelling Lou.
Yep.
And that moment, that's what I remember. I don't remember the game. I don't remember anything else, but I remember sitting in the seat and him whispering, "No, that's Lou." So
yeah,
the fact that we got to do that, and then we were first baseline area. So when Riley Green, he knows Riley Green because of the name, mm-hmm. and when he hit that out, he saw that thing. He goes, "Wow, that went out fast! I'll never forget that."
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. "That's awesome!"
Like, tears rolling down my eyes. You know what I mean? It was awesome. So yeah. That's my experience. It was great. Awesome.
Well, Dan, thanks for calling in and sharing it. That's a great story. But there's a more modern example of this Lou phenomenon, by the way.
What's that?
When Sue was here.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember the same kind of conversations people would have. Are they booing him? Yeah. I know he kind of plays dirty, but he's our guy, right?
Yeah.
Let's get to Jake and Holly. Jake, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Man, similar story, but... Man, I can remember I was 8 years old, 1984. My uncle had access to season tickets, and they too were in left field. And I can remember my first time going, you know, walking up the steps, and then you get up there, and then you start walking down, and you just see the field out there. And it was the most amazing view I'd ever seen in my life at that point in my life. I was like, there cannot be anything better than this view, just seeing the field and, you know, the players. But, We used to go early for batting practice, and we brought, you know, our gloves and stuff. And my mom was wearing my dad's glove, and my dad was down with us, my brother and I, on the fence. And I can remember hearing, like, some people cheering, and my dad's like, "Look up there." But Lance Parrish was hitting tanks in batting practice, and my mom caught one of his home runs during BP.
Really?
But everybody's, like, cheering for and stuff. Yeah, it was super cool. But what a core memory, man. Just Tiger Stadium was so unique, and – you know, to have that opportunity to go there as a young child and just see that whole ordeal was just, it was great. I'll never forget it.
Yeah, that's
really
awesome.
They don't really do that anymore,
yeah,
right?
Tip of the cap to mom.
Show up for BP and catch a ball.
Oh, yeah, people show up for BP.
Well, first of all, some of these guys don't even hit on the field anymore. Like Riley Green hit on the field for the first time Friday night for the first time in 2 years. My point is,
right,
like, the players don't do it as often either.
So they may not all, but there were plenty of guys. When we showed up, there was BP going on.
How early did you show up to the game?
We got there. The Angels were just finishing their batting practice, so we probably witnessed maybe 15 or 20 minutes of it. We got there just because the game was at 6:10. We got there just before 5.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I mean, may not every guy be taking BP out there, but there were still
opportunities.
It would still happen, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.